Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. Current Boston City Councilor Lydia Edwards will be sworn in as a state senator next Thursday. Amid the bitter cold earlier this week, fewer than 2,000 voters turned out for the special election that Edwards won. She was the only candidate. Edwards will now move on to Beacon Hill, representing a district that includes several Boston neighborhoods. She'll be the first woman and first person of color to represent a district that includes parts of Boston, Cambridge, Revere, and Winthrop. Edwards will also be the only Black woman in the 40-member state Senate and one of three people of color. I spoke with Edwards, who believes a more diverse Senate offers an opportunity.
What I hope it does is it just assures that there's conversations about race. I honestly think that it allows for us as a state, as a body in the Senate, to speak with more certainty and authority when it comes to racial justice, because we have more people of color in the body. It's really hard to talk about us being in a racial awakening in the state and not having African-Americans in the room or Zoom, you know, to bring a perspective.
Have you reflected on, I mean, this district saw some of the scenes of the founding of our country. Have you reflected on the symbolism of you representing it?
Yes. And also still kind of in denial. Yeah, you're right. I would represent Faneuil Hall. I would be representing the area where Crispus Attucks was murdered. I'd be representing East Boston, where the first slave ships came in. The North End, which was for traditionally a place for Black people to live in, actually in the 1800s. Yeah, I do think about that. You know, it's coming in waves sometimes of how what we got done. There's a picture I posted recently of me and the senators, my predecessors now. And, you know, it just really was stark in contrast how much of a glass ceiling we busted through.
You have an incredible legal background with 2 degrees, and you worked with Greater Boston Legal Services. And you've also talked about some frustrations you have with the way the state legislature works. Can you talk about a little bit how could it do things better?
I was speaking about from a municipal perspective, some of the tools in the toolbox that cities need that they have to go to the state to ask for them consistently and constantly is frustrating. You know, I can speak to my election right now. The state allowed for us to have mail-in ballots and early ballots, but only until December 15th. My general election didn't have either of those, and it was one of the coldest days. And so people had to physically go and vote for me for the most part, unless they knew to get an absentee ballot. A lot of people thought their ballots were coming in the mail again. Home rule petitions, lifting the ban on rent control, all of these different things, you know, they have to go to the state house to allow for municipalities to deal with the everyday concerns in this housing crisis and in this pandemic. And I think sometimes that is frustrating in terms of how it operates in the building. Well, I haven't been there yet, so I don't think I could start talking about what's, you know, whatever. I'm there to learn for the first several months, at least, about how the rhythms of that building and the hearts and minds of my colleagues, and to work with them as soon as possible.
To go back to voting rights a little bit, Republicans nationwide are pushing back on voting rights. And we typically think that we're not affected by that in Massachusetts as much as elsewhere. But is it on your radar? Is there something that you can do in the state legislature about that?
Well, I think more access to voting is key. You know, our elections departments should be promoting elections all year round, making sure that it's elections aren't seen as one special moment to elect one person. Instead, seeing it as part of the democracy and part of what we do every day as Americans. And I think if people saw it that way, instead of as just one shot and done, and everything we have, our democracy, our friendships, our money, everything is on the line every other November or every 4 years, I think that could possibly reduce some of the tension, because people would feel that there's access points to democracy and points of power and being able to get things done in their neighborhoods if we were constantly promoting the town selectmen, the library trustees, you know, groundwater trustees, the award committees. There's so many different pipelines to democracy. And I think if we started promoting more of that locally, people might be inclined to calm down.
Senator-elect Lydia Edwards, thanks so much for joining Morning Edition. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.